this curiosity will bring us all the nonsenses as well. So it has both sides. Yes?
Preeminence in love made man overweening. Because of this desire for excess, he's very unjust and very ignorant.
Everybody remembers that one of the most
difficult hunting is hunting for love. We talked about it, because love itself is the hunter, and you cannot hunt it. You should give away whatever the trick you know and qualify yourself to be hunted by it. Here, there is a, in this difficult hunt, somehow the rabbit will take the side of the lion. They come together. How is it possible? Yes?
He is ignorant, and in this difficult chase, the hare is clasping a lion in his arms.
We hear about this. Do you remember this lion?
This lion was at the end of the story of the guy who was crashing at the back of the lion because he didn't know what he's looking for. That was the beginning of the wisdom. And he said, you know what? This wisdom you're learning is going to get rid of you. So you should be ready for it. You should understand what you're doing. Here, he will remember to that. And he will say, you know what? I told you. You are doing this to the lion because you don't know what the lion is. This lion, this love I'm talking about, will come and evaporates me. This is what we understand, because I want myself to evaporate, to be replaced, and this is what this love could do. Yes?
How would he clasp the lion in his arms if he knew and saw the lion? He is unjust to himself and to his own soul. Behold an injustice that bears away the ball from justices. His ignorance is the teacher to knowledges. His injustice has become the right way for justices.
Do you remember all the way we were talking about what your beloved have, right? Here, there is a... It's amazing, because this stuff we are doing is just, but it looks unjust. And when we arrive, we find something completely different. Here, the innocence in here is even worthier than the knowledge which is outside. That's the magic of this stuff. Yes?
He took his hand, saying, this man whose breath has departed will then come when I give him breath.
Remember the breath? The spirit? This, this is it. When you arrive over there, he will touch you because he will give you the breath, really. That's when you really get the spirit, because you connect with the beloved. And with that connection, you have the breath. Yes?
When this man whose body is dead shall become living through me, it will be my spirit that turns its face towards me. By means of this spirit, I make him possessed of high estate. The spirit that I give sees my bounty. The unfamiliar spirit does not see the face of the beloved, except that spirit whose origin is from his dwelling place.
Anybody is listening? You get it? Read the last two verses again, please.
By means of this spirit, I make him possessed of high estate. The spirit that I give sees my bounty. The unfamiliar spirit does not see the face of the beloved, except that spirit whose origin is from his dwelling place.
Do you remember this trick that we are talking about again and again, that everything is beloved? nothing else is wood and camps and things like that. Here, he will say, first of all, think about the life, this jhana, this life we have. He will take it away. He will give you another one, which is the good one. Because this is animal life I have. You say, haha, I told you that animal life cannot see the face of the beloved. Do you remember? We said we go back, we return. We return to what? To the breath in me without this being the manager. That's what the breath is. This is what in that moment suddenly will happen. My life will go, but I will be given another life, a better one. I will become selfless, but I will find that self I had in the last time. Yes?
Butcher-like, I breathe upon this dear friend in order that his goodly inward part may leave the skin. He said, O spirit that hast fled from tribulation, we have opened the door to union with us. Welcome. O thou whose selflessness and intoxication is our self, O thou whose being is incessantly from our being.
Okay, somehow this is the beloved talking. He said this is the king, the Satra Jahan, the chest of the existence. But here it looks like that God himself is talking. And this is how he explains a saved fellow. He'll say, first of all, you have run away from all the difficulties. Now I have opened the door. Welcome in. Okay. You that had a self that without the self you wanted to be, and you were drunk to have a distance with this self. The part of you which exists on my existence, that part of you, yes?
Now, without this, I tell thee the old mysteries anew. Hearken.
Do you remember the last paragraph? It said what? When I arrived here, this is a point that there is no explanation, and even the pen will be break. Right? Here, in the next paragraph, they say, okay, you know what? Somehow I'm telling you that. This is something which I will try to tell you without talking. Let's hear it, yes.
Because those lips are fleeing from this breath, it is breathed forth on the lip of the hidden river. At this moment, open the ear of earlessness for the sake of the mystery of God doeth what he willeth.
Means what? Means what? It's a very critical stuff. First of all, he will say, at this moment, open the ear of earlessness. Means what? This is the situation I told you. Everything looks upside down. Over there, of course, I see, but without these eyes. I hear, but without these ears. In that special space, I could tell you the secret. What is the secret? يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, which is secret. It's a very, very hard stuff to understand or swallow. You know what it means? God will do whatever he wants. This is the translation. Means what? Okay, I believe that God will do whatever he wants. Means what? Because I have no duty, nobody has a duty, he's doing it. Right? No. This is the secret. He's doing what he wants, and you have to try your best to find the goodness. Yes. At the end of the day, he does whatever he wants. How? Through the human beings. Through us. So, when we are talking about that unification, me and beloved together, everything is complicated suddenly, because I am nothing over there. But I'm talking about me. We're not talking about the beloved, because beloved is in the same situation always. Nothing has changed for him. Everything has changed for me. See? For him, okay, one of his lovers is close. So what? He has the absolute power. What about me? I have relative one, but I will accept absolute responsibility for that one when it is the responsibility. Now we are at the end of the story. We are not talking about this responsibility. We are talking about the credit. No credit for me at all. Yes?
When he began to hear the call to union, little by little the dead man began to stir.
So all of this was giving the breath. So for me, when I want to think about my breath, I come here and I listen to this. He explained what that breath is. He will take away my animal life. He will give me another one. That one is the best one. Yes, we will be awakened when he will call us. Yes?
He is not less than the earth, which at the zephyr's blandishments puts on green and lifts up its head from death. He is not less than the seminal water from which, at the bidding, there are born Josephs with faces like the sun. He is not less than a wind. At the command B, peacocks and sweet-voiced birds came to being in the womb. He is not less than the mountain of rock, which by parturition brought forth the she-camel that brought forth a she-camel.
What was that? I'm paying attention. He says, okay, you know what? When that message of connection will arrive, suddenly this dead fellow will become alive. How? It's easy. Haven't you seen? With the liquid rain, suddenly everything gets green. That's the magic. This is like that little stuff which is the beginning of the life, and it will change. It is like the wind which will change the flying of the birds and blah blah. Then, he is like a mountain of a stone which will give birth to a camel and another camel and another camel. What was that? Do you remember the mountain that Rumi explained to you? He said, oh, I wanted to be that mountain. When Moses was said to get out of the way, I will show myself to the stone. He said, I want to be that piece of stone. And he did. And suddenly, that's what the camel is being born. I told you what the camel is. Camel is this wisdom we are looking for, right? It was born when? When he showed himself to us. Did he? Of course. He didn't show himself to Moses. He showed himself to us. That story is for us to understand that if he looks at the stone will evaporate, right? So when he looks at me, I evaporate. The outcome is